I know. Now midline. Break.
Ready. Set. Hike.
Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it, man.
J&J every day, we are back.
Yes, sir. It's been a long, 2 weeks or something?
So,
this man was sick last week.
561, yeah, man. Still got a little weird. I don't know what's going around, man. This is a different type of sick these days, man. Back in the day, it just be a little cold, man. It's a different type of sick, man. What's going on? But we are back.
Man, J&J yesterday, I thought I was going to come in here and talk about how the Bucks beat us. But no, man, we did it again. Lakers, man, Bron and them, we getting serious.
I know. No Bron this one. This man, D-Lo, went crazy. He's been on a tear, actually.
Nah, Bron was on the damn, on the sidelines, kikiing it with Genie busting him.
I know, bro. Yo, white ladies be so damn handsy. And yo, touchy,
I was
bro.
Like, yo, okay.
Your hands to yourself. They be so handsy, bro.
That was hilarious.
What's going on?
But yeah, like you said, man, Bron was not in there. He was on the sidelines. Giannis, 34 points. Damian Lillard, 28 points. Brook Lopez, 3-for-3 from the 3-point line. But Anthony Davis, 22 points. D'Angelo Russell, one game after his birthday, he was he went off on his birthday too. He had 44 points in his game. Austin Reeves, 18 points. Roy, not so much of a good game, 12 points, going 5-for-16. But, man, the Lakers, they still in contention, man. They still around. They just hanging around.
Yep, that's literally it, hanging around. Trying to, if possible, get themselves out that playing spot. Because, man, you don't want to be in that joint.
But honestly, I want us to lose out of the play-in so we can get that that lottery pick, just like how – I don't know if you remember all those years ago when I was like, the Warriors, they're going to have a scary pick. And now that scary pick is Jonathan Kuminga going crazy, man. It's one of the top, what, you can say top 30 or top 20 players in this league right now in this year.
You got to kiss that goodbye, my brother. That is not happening.
What?
They are not losing out the playing spot.
I hope, son. I hope.
Top 10 teams in each conference are locked in my opinion.
Because I really don't think. Yeah. No, I'm talking about I want them in the playing spot, but to lose so they can get the lottery pick.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, that's
because we're. I mean, we're not going to get a championship, or I don't even think we're going to reach the finals or the Western Conference Finals. If we do, though, I'd be happy. But I mean, instead of winning one round and losing that joint, I'd rather just lose in the play-in, get that lottery, boom, we out of here.
I don't know. This is tough, man. This is. I get where I. As easy as I can see them getting bounced in the first round, I can see them in the Western Conference Finals. As silly as that sounds.
No, I mean, it doesn't sound silly because, man, like you always say, it's Bron and AD at the end of the day, man. You just seen D'Angelo Russell go 44. Man. Austin Reeves is having a great season. But the rest of the teams are scary.
Yeah, but you know how I feel about OKC and the Timberwolves, especially Timberwolves. No Karl Anthony Towns for maybe the first round now because of the torn meniscus he had to get surgery on. So that already.
OKC. I think he probably might miss even more than that because that sounds more than just a couple months or so.
They said he might be able to be back for that first round, but when you get hurt this late, bro, I just be saying pack it until next year, bro.
That's what I be thinking.
Because I'm just like, even if you come back, bro, you're not going to be 100%.
Wow.
You're going to be trying to, you feel me?
Washington got eliminated. I mean, we know Detroit won't make it, but Washington got eliminated before Detroit.
Yep. Pathetic, bro. Just pathetic.
Kyle Kuzma don't ever be talking about people.
Don't ever, bro. Don't. This is ridiculous. But now I'm with you. Lakers got to They got some work to do, but man, it's weird. It's really about to possibly have Steph and Bron in the playing game, and they could easily beat the top two seeds in the West. So we'll see. But man, that Western Conference is getting crazy, getting real crazy.
We got OKC, like you said, leading by a half game over Timberwolves. You see the Timberwolves holding that number two spot, even with that injury to Karl-Anthony Towns.
I don't. I don't, because the Nuggets are on the way. The first three quarters of the season, they ain't give a damn. And they wasn't looking like your reign defending champions. It wasn't looking terrible, but I mean, it was, you know what I mean? It was all right. Back half of the season, here come the Nuggets, man. They beat the they had a great showdown actually the other day. Two nights ago, I think. Nuggets Celtics, you know what I'm saying? Great. Battle of the Nuggets
Celtics,
got the best
they
of
lost
them.
Two in a row in their joint.
Yeah, and folks are saying Jason Tatum MVP candidacy. Goodbye. Even though I don't think he was going to win
anyways. I mean,
who
else is competing with him, though?
Oh, Shai Gilgeous and Jokic.
Yeah, Shai Gilgeous.
And Luka. Let's be real. Okay. Milton says Luka's the MVP. Milton loves Luka. Luka Doncic should be the MVP. He's about to average a 35-point triple-double. Okay. This is outrageous. He's averaging 34.6, 9 assists, and 9 boards, and 9.8 assists. He's outrageous. But, and he's right. That's why I say we got to have, like, a best player and the most valuable. You know what I'm saying? Because the most valuable player, that award does not go to the MVP every year. We say that, we talk about this all the time. Bro. It, to me, it's Luka. It's ridiculous. It's Luka. But he not winning that, bro. You sitting in the eighth spot. To me, it's going to either be, I think it's a Shai Gilgeous or Nikolai Jokic race right now, man. And as long as Shai is number one in the West, you give it to the best player on the best team. Jason Tatum. Nah, bro, that showdown the other night, 15 points, 5 for 13 against the Nuggets, and you fumbled it, bro.
And then the loss to the Cavs, man, after they let them come back like
incredible. Yeah. So, nah, he fumbled it, but I don't know. They still 48-14. Cleveland 41-22. The Bucks 41-23 after that loss. Lost two straight. The Knicks 37-26. The Magic 37. Man. We gonna start the trend on this show right here.
With what?
The giving love to Paolo Banchero on this show right here. We gonna start that.
I feel like I always have, man.
Nah. We do. But I will admit, his rookie campaign is just the national media. You know what I'm saying? Just like the last year, unanimous rookie of the year, ran away with it. I was out of this world. And then this year. Again, he's just not talked about at all, in my opinion. You know what I mean? When folks are bringing up the real good young guys, me, I'm guilty of it too. We overlook Paolo, bro. Like, the man, what are we averaging? 23 a game, 7 boards, basically, 5 assists, leads the Magic and all of those. Man, we got to start talking about him a little more, man. He'll get his recognition in the playoffs, 37-27. He got Orlando looking, you know, respectable in the 5th seed. The Heat, are you buying this, that it's playoff Jimmy time, but are you buying that the Heat are going to turn on some switching? They about to let's go? I'm not.
They match up well with all these other teams, though.
They freaking
just like
do,
always.
Bro. They the damn Grim Reaper, bro. Yeah. You don't want to see these
they
guys.
They always match up with all these teams. They have the three-point shooting.
They got
Bam Adebayo is getting a little bit better.
Got rid of your boy.
Who, Kyle?
Yeah.
Man, look.
They
swapped
him out
for
upgrade to Terry Rozier.
I don't know how Kyle Lowry keeps showing up and showing out.
It's crazy.
Where did Kyle go again?
They put him to the projects, man, in Charlotte, I think, bro.
Really?
I think.
I don't think so.
I'm about
Let
to,
me see. Let's find
I'm
out.
I'm about to check that. Because
I seen him on the other day, and he was – I think he still might be – on the Heat. Nah, he's not
on the Heat.
Yeah, he definitely got traded, but he's on some other team though.
I didn't think
he's not
Charlotte.
On the Charlotte team. Because he came in and he helped them win. I was like, yo, he's still
he
doing
on
it.
No Charlotte. Where
I forgot what I was watching.
Where'd you go, brother? Hold on, man. Kyle Lowry, where'd you go, bro?
Might have been some like
Toronto. Nah. You didn't go back to no Toronto. Where'd you go?
Nah, I was watching it the other day. I was like, Kyle Lowry is still my man.
Philly.
Yeah. He in Philly.
Philly, there you go.
Excuse me. And they're injury ridden. He, what's his name? It was a game where Tyrese Maxey wasn't even really doing it. Actually, no, this is what I was making fun of them about. They were trying to come back. They needed to come back. They were doubling Maxey. And why the hell was Kyle Lowry the one jacking up the threes? I was like, yo, that's my man's on the grand. But nah, no. Man, he's supposed to be three, man. I mean, defense, man, defense.
Philly done slept now, just like we thought they would with Joel out into the play-in game. They are now in the seventh spot.
Never rushed him back, man. I still agree with the rule, like, you can't be an MVP missing all those games, but just don't rush back, man. The MVP shouldn't be that serious.
They going to keep, yeah, he's cooked. He's even if he come back for the playoffs, they're cooked. Pacers, 35-29. Tyrese Haliburton, man, jeez, ever since that injury, he has he's not been great, man. Ever since he suffered that injury, man, his numbers are drastically different.
Yeah.
So I hope it's nothing. You know what I mean? I hope it's just because he ain't have the proper recovery time. That's probably what it is too, bro. It's hard to get back to your form, but they slip.
We'll have to see.
Sheesh.
Atlanta,
Chicago.
You didn't even talk about your man, Bron, man. You was the original Bron fan.
What did he do?
40,000.
Oh, yeah. 40K, man.
Talking about what he do.
Bruh, because I was bruh, man. He been my goat, man. So I just shrug my shoulders at this stuff. I just be like, bruh, I told y'all 10 years ago, bruh. This discussion didn't even need to be had, bruh.
This man, I'm a hater if I say
40K. He hit it. This man is absurd.
Not really. It's what he was supposed to do, though.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been
gracious.
20 years, with 20 plus years, actually. He's been the main guy on all these teams. So, I mean, is it?
It's surprising because, again, the healthiness and the longevity.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, because, I mean.
He's supposed to do.
Again, it's only a surprise because we've never seen nobody stay this healthy for this long and play at this high of a level. That's why 39.
Yeah. And we're but still we also have never seen anybody drafted out of high school starting day one until currently. So you're supposed to do it.
39, and we're averaging 25-7-8 at the age of 39, bro.
Nah,
running around
amazing
with these youngins. This is crazy,
bro. It's amazing
bro.
For sure. It's amazing
what?
For sure.
This is outrageous. But
he was supposed to do that, though.
40K, man. This is ridiculous. 40,000 points. That's. I don't think we'll ever see somebody touch that again.
I think so, because you're going to be allowed to come out of high school in about a few years, I think.
Yeah, but again, I don't think no one will ever be this healthy for this long, bruh. That's what goes into it, just the health, bruh.
I think so, man. I think because it's not a pow-pow league anymore. Your motherfucker's not getting hurt like that. People are resting a lot more. People are scoring a lot more. That's another thing.
The
scoring clip will be higher, you know what I'm saying?
These games played 79,
but it's,
80,
it is impressive, though.
78, 75, 81, 70. Nah, you're right. But I'm just like, and for this long, too, they're going to have to do it for this. I don't think no one's going to do it for this. Because we talk about
I think somebody will have a 20-year season in the future coming out of high school. Why not?
Not playing at this level, though. Dirk at this
they
age,
don't. No, I'm not saying playing at this level, but scoring at that level, yeah. There's going to be a scorer out there that's just going to score 40,000 points, maybe.
Nah, I don't think so. If it's taking Bron this long to do this and he's had to stay this healthy, I'm just taking into account, bruh, what I'm just like, bro, I don't think so. I don't think so, bruh.
I think it can.
This
happen.
Is hard, bruh. This is really hard, bruh.
And no, it is really
this
hard.
This is.
But there will be another 3-point savant out there
out the game,
that might
bruh.
Come out from high school starting.
And like Luka. He's one like. To your point, he didn't come out of high
actually,
school.
Actually, no, he came in at a young age. He might have came in at 19 or something.
Luka's somebody who probably could do it, but do I think that he'll play for that long? Do I think that for that long at that level? I brought up Luka because I was looking at his stats with Milton the other day. Ridiculous, bro. When he's done, his career points per game is he's averaging 28.5 points per game for his career.
And how I'm.
He's in his what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 year. 21.2, 28.8, 27.7.
So how many points does he have in total right now?
In total right now, he has... That's a great question, actually. Let's see. And that's regular season or is that total?
Hey, that's just regular. It's his entire... I think that 40,000 is his entire... It's playoffs, too. It can't be only regular.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ain't nobody going to care. Don't get me started with the playoffs,
I know,
cause
that,
bro.
On East, he went to the inside.
Yeah,
there,
oh, no.
But tell me Luka's points. You stopped it before you even found out.
Don't get me started, bro.
Because if Luka's on pace, how can you say, oh, no?
Luka's at 11,000 right now.
He's at a quarter, and he did damn near a quarter of LeBron's
I'm like, man.
Career. So why not? He's scoring at a faster clip, in my opinion.
Let me see, Bron. Was that? Let me make sure that's all. Is this all?
Let me see. It would have said only regular season points if it said 40,000 only regular season.
11 seasons. Oh, nah, yeah, they talking player. Yeah, they talking regular season, 40K.
What?
Yeah, it's only regular season.
Yeah, dang, yeah, that's a lot.
Season. His career points in the playoffs. How many? He has 8,023 career playoff points.
Oh, yeah, 8,023. Damn, that's kind of low. I would have thought it would be at least at 10 or 12 or something.
40K, yeah, nah, you right when you bring up Luka. That's why I brought up Luka, because I'm like, yo.
No, Luka's a good joint, because I don't remember what age he came in from, but I think it had to be 18 or 19.
Bro, what age did my boy?
Because if you come, I mean, like, if Luka's on pace, I think there will be somebody else.
This man is averaging 34 points per.
And I'm not saying that they're going to be better than Bron. They're going to be scoring more. I'm pretty sure the league is going to get even more crazier with the scoring.
And that brings us into a good segue, because finally, Adam, boy, they talking about balancing it back out for the defense.
How?
They're looking at some hand checking changes. Back. See, I don't think you should bring that back, because I think we're too smart now. That rip-through move that they do,
yeah,
it's just they stop calling it finally because we got it under control. You know, then
I didn't see them stop calling it.
They don't really – they barely reward that now. You know, players, I don't see it as often as you used to. You know what I'm saying? Refs are like, all sure. Right.
I don't know. Every time I see people with their hands in the cookie jar, go back up.
And that's why I don't say bring back hand.
But they have been calling it on the floor foul.
Yeah, I think that's what I should have said. Yeah, that's what I should have said. Yeah, yep. They're not giving it shots no more. They're like, all right, come on. But if you bring back hand checking, come on, bro. And as long as we're not in the backcourt, as soon as you do, don't bring back. I say no more defense 5 seconds in the key. No more defensive 5 in the key.
Nah, what?
Because, think about post it. Up in exactly, but think about it now. We have to, as a defensive player, 5 in the key was before we're jacking up threes from 30 feet, and the court was condensed when you really had to defend from the 3-point line, really, to the paint. So now as a defender, I got to guard JC literally the moment he come across half court. It's not – the offense has so much to work with. And I have to worry about now, am I standing in the key? I got to get out the key. And still, if you allow a defender to at least post up in the key, to me, that's not going to drastically swing things for the defense, because I still got to guard you from 40 feet. I'm not just guarding you at the 3-point line no more. No, I got to guard you from four. I got to guard you from the logo, bro. So the least you can do is... You know what I'm saying? At least have the back line of defense be able to be in the paint. Because to me, having the, am I 3 seconds or am I 5 seconds in the key? Or, I got to slide in to get the charge or slide in to help. And I got to guard you from as soon as you cross half court now, bro. The court is, bro, you really got to guard someone 3/4 of the court these days. Because these guys can shoot from New York, bro. I'm like, at least let somebody post,
I don't think that's
going to
help the defense
bro.
So much, though. And then, I don't know. I feel like that just, I don't know.
At least it'll help them some, bro, because it'll cut down on rotations that are needed. You know what I'm saying? Because at least you could. Give me something. I'm just like, I've seen a picture of the 3-point arc. No. Have you seen that same picture I've seen?
What?
Of like a modified 3-point line?
Like a long, where a farther 3-point line?
No, where like they cut away the corner threes, bro. It was the dumbest picture I've ever seen in my life, if I could find
why?
It. Bro. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Trying to eliminate the space that the defense has to cover the guard. Because I'll be real with you. It's impossible right now as a defender, bro. We have to guard the corner threes. So I got to run the corner. I got to guard my man down low. And as soon as these mother effers cross half court, I got to be there with my hands. What are you supposed to do? And I got to worry about you going by me too? Bro, no, bro. How am I supposed to play D, bro? What are we talking about?
And you
about
can't
here?
Touch them when they drive.
And you can't let somebody stand in the paint and do the European rule. As soon as the ball hit the rim, you can swat that joint off. Ain't no more. Do that. I don't know, JC, because I'm with you. I don't know what you can do, bro. I don't know, bro. These guys are 7 feet tall, can dribble the ball, can shoot the...
Yeah, man.
What are you supposed to do?
I say, man.
You got to bring back clothesline like it's in the 90s, bro. That's all you could do, bro.
Yeah, man. I think the hand checking definitely needs to come back because...
Just be more physical.
Just me as a defender, bro. I couldn't see myself not defending without a little, you know, just a little hand check. Something, you got to see where they're going. You got to see where they at. Because you got to be looking at them. You got to feel them while looking at, you know what I'm saying? You got to feel while looking at the hope. Like it's like you said, there's motherfuckers out here shooting from the logo. So you got to feel where your man is.
Bro.
While looking at the shooter. Bro. You know what I'm saying? People getting picked left and right. People getting double picks now. Watch or maybe they got to eliminate the double pick.
Or something. Yeah, I don't know what they got to do, but they got to do something.
Even though that's part of the game. But I mean, like, it's like the Steph Curry thing. Like, bro, you pick, and then you pick, and then you pick until he's open. And then when you have somebody like Steph, you cannot defend that, man. Bro. You have somebody like Rudy Gobert. That's the last line of defense you try to, and then now your paint is open for a rebound.
Come on, bro.
They get the ball back, and it's another pick, 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 shoot the ball.
We got to do something. We got to. It's too unbalanced.
I think they need to start calling carry and travel again.
Yes, please, man.
Because
it's not funny.
As a defender,
this is stupid.
You can. I think you're stopping the play when you put the ball when your hand is under the ball, and then they dribble again. And it's like, oh wow, you made them shake. No,
it's bad.
That's carry.
Yeah, it's bad out here now.
That famous Steph play over LeBron shaking his ass up like that. I call that carry every time.
It's bad. Come on,
the dude carried the joint and stopped and kept going, bro. And that happens every day in basketball now. It's a travel every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes in basketball.
And I'm not even talking about the step backs. I'm literally talking about catching a pass
and
their feet.
And then they'll take 3 steps and then shoot that joint.
Or they'll pass the ball, or they'll, like, literally, bro, folks will catch the ball.
I was telling, he not really an old head. You remember Delonte?
Yeah, bro.
I was telling him, nowadays, you catch the ball, take 2 steps, whatever, and shoot the joint, or still dribble. You can catch the joint immediately and start walking a little bit. And they won't call it.
My thing is,
it's a new thing.
Back in, even as players, we used to play basketball. Our bodies wouldn't physically let us do that because we would know it was a travel.
We would stop the joint and give it up.
Yeah, like my body subconsciously, I wouldn't be able to catch a pass and shuffle my feet, even if I wanted, because my body would. Nowadays, these players, like,
they'll catch the joint
and they'll just walk.
They'll go catch. And that's and shoot it after 2 steps. And I'm like, I didn't know that was the rule back in the day.
You can't. What? Yeah.
I don't know when the rules changed.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And the whole gather carry thing, some hoopers be trying to explain it to me. Because some people be saying it's not a travel or nothing.
It's something.
But, yo, there's people taking 5 steps and they're saying that's not a travel.
Yeah, this is frustrating.
Back in my days. It was 2 steps and you put it up and you pass.
Something,
that
bro.
Third step will always be a travel, dog.
Nope.
I don't know. I care how you lifted the ball up and jumped and then you took it.
Something.
They will jump and then take 2 steps.
Come on, bro. We need
no
some
dribble.
Balance back. We need some balance.
Giannis, man. I'm one of the biggest Giannis fans. He will go from half court to the damn dunk. Without dribbling.
No, bro. I know you have crazy long strides. But
whoa!
No, you need to dribble one time at least, bro. You're no, bro. Like, what? You need
I'd
to dribble
be
the
so
ball,
confused, dog. They catch the ball and they just run.
Adam Silver, fix it. Fix it. You got us here. Fix it. We fans don't like seeing the 140, 150 scores. We don't. And as much as we like seeing offense, we like seeing defense, too.
Yeah, bro.
You know
and then
saying?
I don't like seeing the defense penalized for playing defense, dog. Bruh,
so please fix it. It's part of the reason why, you know what I mean, I probably shouldn't. I got a sports podcast, but I don't enjoy watching a lot of NBA basketball right now. I don't. I don't like seeing a bunch of threes being jacked up.
I don't like the refs taking over the game. It's just the technicals are getting crazy.
The techs
now.
Are crazy. We got a
the
fast break.
The techs are getting crazy, dog.
We just got to reel it all back in, guys.
I was saying the other day, the refs need to do a little 3-on-3 little tournament to see how competitive it gets between themselves and be like, oh, yeah. People yell.
It's
you
not
should
gonna
not
happen,
be freaking
man.
Tech. It's bro, over people happen. Yelling, looking at you. It's damn near racist.
It's not. This is
just because he looked at you a little bit. You talking about some
tech? Scott Foster.
It was a little threatening. It was a threatening look. He looked at. He stared me down.
Scott Foster. Tony Brothers gave DeJounte Murray a tech the other night because DeJounte Murray didn't want to talk to him, bro. Come on, Tony.
What do you mean?
What are we doing, bro?
How did that work?
I guess there was some dispute or something, and DeJounte was on the bench during the timeout. Tony Brothers walked over to him and I guess tried to say something to him, and DeJounte didn't acknowledge or didn't, and he gave him a technical foul, bro.
Let me look
at
this.
What are we doing right now, bro? I guess, you know, they was probably having a little back and forth on the court before the timeout, and DeJounte probably walked away from Tony Brothers when he was probably trying to explain. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hear what you're saying, bro. And he gave him a touch. And then he went, okay,
you don't want to talk. Wow.
Tony Brothers was trying to talk to DeJounte Murray there.
Bruh.
Yeah.
What is going on, son?
Tony Brothers, you one of my guys. We got a with the Gucci Man looking rep. I forgot his name, but yeah. We had with an incident with the not a technical foul, but just again, reffing needs to. We just got to get back to the basics, man. The Knicks and Detroit game, and I felt for Detroit in that one. When the Knicks won the game on the Josh Hart buzzer beater about a week ago or something.
And that was a clear foul, dog.
And Amen Thompson got just bowled. He got tackled, bro. No foul, no loose ball call. And then here comes a 2-minute report after the game. Oh, yeah, we messed up. That was supposed to be. You know the Gucci Man looking ref. Yeah. We like you. You know what I'm saying? You was right there, brother.
Yeah, I got tackled, dog.
You missed it. Come on, bro.
Nah, there was another game I was watching.
It's not good.
It was like a really good team. They was just getting they were supposed to lose that joint, but the refs saved them with technicals, dog. I'm trying to remember that joint.
Not good, man.
Because I was so pissed. I think they were playing the Bulls or something like that. Let me try to look up again.
All right, but while you're looking that up, real quick, speaking of the Bulls, Bulls Clippers today. Going down to crypto.com arena. Nets Hornets taking place today. Mavericks Pistons. Mavs should take that one. This one, marquee matchup tonight, 8:30 p.m. The Boston Celtics and the Phoenix Suns. That's going to be a good one, man. That one's in Phoenix. The Suns need a W, man. They got to get that one. Spurs Warriors, Jazz Nuggets, Raptors Trailblazers tonight. I don't know, chill slate. Nothing too crazy, for real. Now, Bucks, Clippers tomorrow, too. Just check them joints out.
Bucks, Clippers, who you got in that one, man? Tomorrow, they've been up and down. I got the both Clippers. Teams.
I got the Clips at that one. It's at home. Bucks on a little road trip.
Dang, man, I cannot find the game, but I wish I remembered that joint. Because they were playing the Bulls. I do remember that. I just don't remember who the Bulls were playing. Because, yo, that was egregious. They were missing calls, and then they were mad. They were giving texts when they were just – I would complain about that joint, too, because the way it was happening. It was just so unfair, man. I don't remember it, but they got away with a lot, man.
We need recipes back, man. Come on, bro. Get us back to the basics. What's today? Saturday?
It might not have been the Bulls. The Bulls been winning like a mug. Either way.
Are we in this tournament term? I think we are in the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, it is tournament time.
I know the ladies are in full swing right now. I don't know if the men are in full swing right now. Oh, yeah, we got some good ones. Real quick, I'm going to run down some men's games for y'all today. Arkansas, Alabama. Now, let me do the ones that matter. let me do some heavy hitting joints, man.
I think Duke and UNC playing today.
Yep. Yeah. Duke, UNC, Tennessee, and Kentucky, 15-4. Kansas and Houston, 14-1 Houston.
You was right with the Arkansas joint. Who they playing?
Arkansas, Alabama.
Yeah.
Arkansas, 15-15, though. Ooh. Oh, Xavier having a little rough year, too. Sheesh. USC is not that great. Women's, Texas I ain't going to lie. It's crazy how I'm more excited for the women's tournament this year than I am the men's tournament.
Yeah, man, bro. I really need Iowa to do this for us, man.
I'm switching to the women's side right now, man, because, again, let me pull up the women's joints. I'm really, like, I'm boosted for the women's tournament, bro. Goodness gracious. See, the thing I think about the women have over men, because they've said the last couple games that have been broadcast on Fox, like, I think Fox viewership this year for women's basketball was more than men's college basketball. It's the fact that women, they're not allowed to do the one and done. You know what I mean? So we know these ladies.
I didn't even know they weren't allowed.
Yeah, they don't got no one and done right now. We know these ladies. You feel me? Because they've been at these schools for 2-3 years. So we know the faces. We know who we looking for. Coming off of last year, we came into this year like, can't wait to see Caitlin Clark again. Can't wait to see what Angel Reese do again. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was looking forward to it. We have names in the women's game that we can actually follow. The men, we got the one and done. The transfer portal goes so crazy. You don't know who on who every, bro. I don't know none of these guys on the men's squad, bro. I don't know none of these guys, bro. This is so sad, bro. Yeah. Today, heavy hitter, bro. Tennessee, South Carolina. Semifinal for the SEC Women's Tournament. South Carolina, only undefeated team in men's and women's ball this year, replaced all 5 starters from last year's undefeated team and went ahead and went undefeated again this year. Jeez, damn. Louise, man. Jeez, Louise.
Yeah, I wonder how that girl is doing in LSU. She got replaced like a mother.
Oh, yeah. Iowa, Michigan. Y'all going to beat them?
Big game. Oh, yeah.
Y'all got them. Come on, semifinal for the Big Ten tournament.
We should be at least the number 2 team, if not the best team. With South Carolina being there, is they still number 1?
Yeah, they're probably going to be the 1 seed in the tournament. Let me look at the rankings real quick for women's basketball. Because y'all number 3, Stanford's number 2. Stanford number 2 ranks. So, yeah, y'all definitely going to be a 1 seed in the WNBA. I mean, in the women's tournament come March. Well, it is March, but once that joint start, y'all definitely going to be. Yeah, nah, Caitlin Clark, man, listen,
They've been asking if she's the GOAT if she doesn't win a championship. She can't be, right?
Damn.
You cannot be the GOAT if you do not win a championship.
I mean.
But who really is the GOAT of women's basketball?
She's not my GOAT anyways, bro. My GOAT will always be Maya Moore, man. Maya Moore's college basketball. Maya Moore's career is just crazy. I'm so mad she met that goddamn man in fucking prison, bro. And I'm so serious, bro. I'm so mad, bro.
Yeah, no, for real.
She's my lady goat, bro. She is my...
How many rings she won in college?
Bro, I'm about to pull that joint up real quick. Because her just resume is out of this world, bro. College to pros, it's just goodness gracious, man. So that's why. But I mean, Caitlin, bro.
I agree, though. You can't be a GOAT without winning the championship. You're just a good scorer.
That's going to be she's the probably the best scorer we've seen. But I'm with you. I'm with you. Can I really call you?
Everybody was killing Jay Williams. What the hell? Can't win the big game, son, what the hell? They trying to take it away from Mahomes because he only has, what, 3 or 4?
Let me see. How many titles did she win? Well, look, I'm looking just WNBA right now because I got that up. 2011 Rookie of the Year, 2013 Finals MVP, 2014 MVP. Okay. And then she won 4 titles with Minnesota Lynx, 2011, 2013, 2015, 2017. So literally,
Cheryl Miller might be better, though.
From freaking.
What Cheryl Miller do?
Whatchamacallit to that, bro? 4-year run? I just say Maya Moore for the time she played she only played from 2011 to 2018. So, in what, 7 years that I hooped? I got 4 of them things, bro. That's crazy, bro. What? Like, what, son? I won a title my rookie year. I won a title my rookie. Dog, I only hooped from 2011 to 2018 in the WNBA. And I won a title 4 of them years, bro. That's crazy. Let me see what Cheryl Miller did. Cause yeah, it gets tricky when we talking women, man. Cause it's some damn heavy hitters.
Cheryl was going crazy back in the days, bro. When it wasn't that many people going crazy.
It's why they don't got her up like that on this basketball reference, John. Yeah, I don't know why. I gotta look her up. Hold on. Yeah, I don't know, bro. She, I don't know. Caitlyn got to get one. You're right, though. If you want to be unquestioned, stamped, it's your last time to get one. I don't think they're going to get one, though, unfortunately.
What, you think South Carolina going to get it?
Yeah, man. I just, I don't know. Damn. I don't
think so.
They ain't get it last year. Who beat them last year? Iowa, right? Yeah.
No, we lost. No, we lost.
Y'all lost, nah, but y'all beat LSU. South Carolina. Yeah, y'all beat South. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They didn't get it last year. They lost to Iowa, so I can't really say. I think it's between Iowa, South Carolina.
I think it's just dumb. Iowa and South Carolina. LSU has had a down
and Stanford.
Year.
I'm gonna throw Stanford in there.
Stanford.
Stanford.
But I don't see it. Oh shit! The ACC men's basketball is gonna be in DC.
Hey. Oh, yeah, we might got to go to that. Hold on.
Well, I can't go.
Hold on. I might have to go to that. Let me see her University of Connecticut career, though, man. Let me see if I can pull up how many joints she won real quick. University of Connecticut.
Oh, they might have won at least two or three. Those are when they were going crazy.
Two-time.
All right, yeah. Maya definitely got that joint.
Two-time. And she got freaking...
just because you scored the most don't mean you're the best, in my opinion.
Was a steals leader, was all defensive team, all first team, three-time WNBA. Yeah, man, she up there, man. She up there, but we'll see what that takes us, see where that takes us, man. Tonight, we got a good fight card, man.
Yeah, this is 299. 299 and 300 will be pretty big.
Yeah.
It's the Sean O'Malley one, right?
You got Sean O'Malley, man. We.
Who's he fighting again?
Is he taking this title tonight, or is he defending his title? Vera.
Yeah, he's defending it.
Yep.
From what I... No, wait, no. He lost it to Vera off of, I think his leg got... something happened to his leg. He got a leg injury in the middle of that joint.
Oh, no, I say Sean O'Malley got the title, though.
How'd that happen?
Yep.
He lost it, too.
And he's second fight. I'm going Sean in this one.
Or maybe Marlon got injured got too Sean. Or something, lost it. Yeah, I got Sean, even though I don't like him at all.
Dustin Poirier fighting. I hope he win, man. Please, bro. Please. Peter Yan, he need to give it up. He's had a terrible
streak.
Did
you see Francis Ngannou? I knew that shit
would work. I was just about to get to that, bro. I didn't even know that was taking place yesterday, bro. I just got the alert. I was trying to watch it. Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, he looked good during that Tyson Fury joint, but boy, this was a different one.
Anthony man, Joshua. Like I said, man.
Bow, boy. Bow, boy.
Tyson Fury wasn't really fighting.
Bow. Yeah, that this confirms it. Yeah. This, you know what I'm saying? This definitely confirms it. That fight was definitely more about Tyson just not showing up or thinking.
No,
that.
Tyson said himself he didn't want to get injured. He didn't want to because he missed the last one of them fights because of a cut over his eye, and he just didn't want to do that again. Like, he's missed two fights over some bull like that. He was like, bro, I was just
Checking. He knew that. He knew as long as he didn't get knocked out, he was going to win on the score joints because of his next joint. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't going to let him lose that joint.
And,
damn, Francis.
And, people were saying the way Francis went down didn't look too legit. It looked like it was doctored or fake.
Oh, Francis. Yeah. Nah, I think he got his ass knocked out. I think he got out. Nah, because he got knocked down, then he got back up, and then he got sat right back down. I was like, goodness. And sheesh, man. Damn, Francis. Stop boxing, bro. What the hell?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. He got $20 million from that joint, and that is that's crazy. The most that he ever got from UFC all combined.
Actually, do it one or two more times and stack that and then quit. Yeah, do it one or two more times.
Why not? Man. Jake Paul's doing it. You should do it too.
One or two more times, man.
Speaking of that, Jake Paul,
man,
Mike
just
Tyson.
Just because someone's doing something, don't make it right.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson on ESPN.
That's all I'm going to say. Just because someone's doing something, I still don't support it.
I don't support it too, but.
Mike Tyson, bro.
Mike Tyson, man. I'll tell you right now, he's about to get knocked out. It's right. About to be so sad.
If this man,
I don't think he's ever been knocked out, but
who?
Mike Tyson? Has he been knocked out?
Bro, if he get knocked out.
He's going to get knocked out.
If he
Jake
get knocked
Paul's
out.
Jake Paul's a knockout artist.
Don't
and this guy
ever,
is 50-something.
Bro.
He's 57 or something like
if
that.
If I watch my legend go down like that.
I hope you're not watching it.
Don't bring me nothing, no Mike Tyson, nothing.
What does that say?
This will disregard everything he has ever done in his career.
What do they mean by Drea 40%? What do they mean? Is there another Drea?
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about. It's not Drea we talking about. Drea's dude.
Yeah, they got to watch dude, that on Reese's college dude. Basketball talking about some Drea's dude.
Freaking, if Mike anyway. Tyson get knocked out, don't ever bring me nothing about his fighting days, bro.
What are you talking? I mean, look, he's 57, bro. He's not supposed to be fighting a 27-year-old professional boxer. We got to start talking. Jake Paul is not a YouTuber.
I know.
He's a boxer that just happens to be.
It's lasting impressions. It's what have you done for me lately? You remember someone's lasting impression. Guess what's playing in my head right now? Adrian Peterson laying flat down on the canvas, getting knocked out.
It wasn't Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, he got knocked out.
It was the Hooper.
Who?
Nate Robinson.
He got knocked out too, and so did Adrian Peterson.
He didn't fight Adrian Peterson.
Now, I don't know who Adrian Peterson fought, but he got his ass knocked out in the ring too.
Yeah. But
and that's what I'm saying, bro. I remember everything you did on the football field, but when them conversations, I've also got you getting knocked out in my head. If you get knocked out, Mike Tyson, I will always remember you as Iron Mike.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't forget.
I remember him being on the floor, bro. But I just don't remember that joint no more.
I don't, bro. Dang. I'll never forget.
I'm watching
joints,
this half court joint for 19,000. His first one was almost, and his second one was terrible. Third one was terrible.
Yeah, nah.
He need to go back to the first method. Come on, man.
Yeah, he cooked.
Why'd they add more?
That's on point.
No, he sucked. His first joint was on. Trash. Jay Williams about to do it in one joint.
Trash. Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, wait. Oh, if Jay Williams gets it, then he gets it?
Nah. Shit got to be embarrassing yourself like that. Golly.
I mean, actually, I don't know. Half court shots aren't that easy.
They're not, but at least be close, bro. Don't just be throwing. Don't be chucking.
I think I can make one, man. You give me 30 seconds. Definitely,
bro.
Give me 30 seconds. I can definitely.
I can do it. Because after that first one go in and out, we like, oh, all right, bet.
Yeah,
bet.
Now I know the way.
Exactly, bro. The first joint almost made it, and whoever that was doing the complete opposite of what they was supposed to do. I'm like, damn, man. What else we got? What else we got, man? Is that it? Can't be it. I know we got some boxing. Gotta have some boxing. Some more boxing tonight.
No, I'm tired of boxing, man. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of these celebrity.
Oh, yeah, these celebrity joints.
Because that's the most famous joints going on right now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be Haney versus Ryan Garcia in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I don't care about that fight, man.
I'm going to wait for that to pass. Because these guys just take forever to do the fights, bro.
Yeah,
so by
bro,
the time they finally
I don't
do
care,
it,
man.
And they come around, we're over it, bro.
I don't know when Tank and Haney will ever fight. I don't think they will ever fight. I don't care anymore, man.
Listen, man.
I'm starting to stop caring.
I'm over it. Because they take too long, bro. They're taking too long, bro.
Who retired? I forgot who retired. Somebody retired.
They from boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
One of the youngins.
I have no idea.
I said it on the show. It was like a couple months ago. But
you got your bread. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, it's trash, man.
Got your bread, get up out of there.
Boston was good for it. They brought it back for a couple years. We gotta give Deontay Wilder a little bit more credit than what it was, man. Because he brought back I know the whole tomfoolery after the whole 40-pound and everything. That was a shame, but hey, without those 2-3 years, bro, we wouldn't have had good boxing since Floyd.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
The lighter weights, the Haneys and them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just garbage, man. We running around for years, man.
Fight each other, please. Like, come on,
bro.
We
don't care, man. People been talking about this super, whatever, the battle, because all four of these people got titles and shit. Man, look.
It's not going to happen, retired, bro. Man. They all duck each other. Nobody wants to compete. Nobody wants to. It's the new age. We talk about this in basketball, bro. It's the new age. It's
everybody
the new
wants
generation.
To be undefeated. Everybody wants to have a good record.
Yeah, it's the new age, bro. Nobody really want to compete, bro. That's Dre, huh? Yeah, it's the new age, bro. It's the same thing I be complaining about in basketball, bro. These guys just, I don't know. They satisfied with the money, because come on, bro. Floyd was undefeated, y'all, but he was still fighting folks, bro. That's what people don't get.
Yeah.
He wasn't ducking people. He wasn't, bro, no. I'm still taking folks on, bro.
And when you could say he was ducking or whatever, he still ended up fighting everybody. And it was because he was old as fuck.
Yeah, he was older, but he still...
40 years old. He not fighting no Triple G. And these guys don't want him. They wanted him fighting Triple G at 44 or something like that. The hell's wrong with y'all?
Foolish. Man, we up out of here.
Damn, I had one last thing to say, but we can go.
We up out of here? Well, let's stay hold for 2 seconds. Let's see if JC remember what he was gonna say. Alabama, Arkansas about to get underway right here. See who got this joint.
Yeah, man. Hope y'all parlays cash. We up
out of here. J&J every day.
Actually,
happy birthday, Michael.
F DeMar DeRozan. Oh yeah, happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
F DeMar DeRozan.
Man. Why? Oh yeah, F DeMar DeRozan, man.
I remember, man. The one day I put $100 on this fool. And this man had the worst game this year. And then last night he goes for like 40 or some shit like that.
Yeah, you barred DeMar. Fuck out of here. Man. You barred.
I was watching that game so sad. So. Anyway, yeah.
J&J every day, man. Look, we going to get back to the basics in these coming weeks, yeah, man. We going to have video up. We're going to have interviews up, bro.
That is on us. We will get better.
We're going to be advertising better, so woo! Give us.
This guy, Khalif Battles, only missed 5 free throws this entire year. Sheesh. What is that? 95%? Yeah.
Give us about, man.
What the hell is that?
Give us a month, tops. And we going to be back to the J&J every day that y'all know and love, man. Yes. Thank you for being patient with us, but we back.
Yes.
J&J every day.
Much love.
We up out of here.